It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A loose goat lassoed in a Minnesota neighborhood.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Global Credit Union.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
There he is, right there. I can see him from where I'm sitting. Actually, I'm standing.
Jay, I know we're supposed to move on to the news now, but I was reading Father of the Bride Responsibilities.
Oh, wow.
Before, during, and after the wedding include, before the wedding, helping financially, if needed.
Mm-hmm. Check.
I think you did that part.
Uh-huh.
Choose your wedding day attire. Sounds like you did that by allowing your wife and daughter to choose it.
Yep.
And then negotiating contracts. Did you negotiate contracts? Because I feel like that would be one of my favorite things, is listening to you negotiate contracts.
I did not do that.
You didn't do any of it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that feels like a very Jay thing to do.
Yeah, I probably should have. Now that you've said it, I realize that I think we just paid the price. I probably should have just tried to negotiate. I didn't even try.
This is how much it is.
Swing and a miss, yeah. Everything's negotiable. I should have thought that. Where were you? Like a year ago, bro.
I don't know. I could have helped you out. And I'm sorry that I didn't, Jay, but
maybe a quick call here this week. Hey, look, I know we're like 10 days out, but that seems a little steep.
Jay, after the wedding, you want to know what some of your responsibilities are?
Cleaning up the tables.
Oh, because, yeah, you guys have to clean up afwards.
I mean, I don't know. I know that we will.
I mean, I'm sure that the place doesn't, they do some of it, I'm sure.
I mean, we went out to, my wife and I just grabbed a quick bite last night, and she's cleaning up tables next to us. I'm like, that's not your responsibility. I'll just take the tray over. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I like to stack it up on my table.
Yep.
Like, go, hey, here's everything nice and easy.
Makes it easier for you. Sure, yep.
I'll never forget that lady at McDonald's one time. McDonald's down on 3rd. And for some reason, I was eating inside, which...
Okay.
Does anybody do that anymore?
Depending on the situation. Maybe you were traveling, Kevin. Long drive from, downtown to Airway.
I think I had met a buddy there, and so we just said, well, let's just go inside and eat so that we could catch up.
There
but
you
we
go.
Didn't want to go pay for a real lunch. Ketchup.
What about mustard?
Oh, we mustard is a lot. So we get there, and there's a lady with her child.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
She was like a lady of Walmart. Like, if you look at the people of Walmart page. Oh, I'm just trying to give a description, Jay. Our job on the radio is to paint a picture for people.
She was the poster child for the People of Walmart website.
Yes. And her little boy, who was probably about 9, I would say, started to, at the end of their meal, put the stuff on the tray and like he was going to take it over to the garbage. Probably because the garbage is kind of fun when you're a kid, right? How it swings open and you put that big tray in there. And
you
then
feel like you've really accomplished stuff.
Either way, the kid was trying to do his part.
Yeah, what did he look like?
He looked...
Why are you trying to know?
There you go.
Gosh, I'm trying to think. He had dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of long, a little messy, but not bad. He is one that you would have thought, okay, mom definitely has made the sacrifices to make sure he has, maybe nicer clothes than her tank top.
Okay.
That kind of deal.
Right.
Thank you, Steve, for asking that question.
Thank you so much, Steve.
So as he is trying to clean up the tray or whatever, she slaps his hand and says,
no.
Don't do that. They have people who get paid to do that.
Oh, wow.
And he got very sad.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And she goes, come on. She grabbed some fries and put them in her mouth and walked out of the building.
And there you go.
That people get paid to do. I'll utter that line all the time.
Yeah, I'll do that at the end of the wedding, at the end of the reception.
Yeah, if your wife's trying to clean up, be like, honey, slap her hand.
Throw fries in my mouth.
People get paid to do that.
And then storm out.
Which actually, at the wedding venue, Jay, if they do pay to do it, I mean, if they do all that and they have a grid staff to do it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let them do it.
Heavens, yes.
Yeah, you guys got enough stuff to do. Is your daughter leaving in like a fancy car or anything?
I don't think so.
A limo? Where will they be going the night of the wedding?
I think they're just staying at the resort that we're at. I think everybody's at the same place.
Oh, wait, you're at a... But the wedding's not at a resort.
Well, yes.
Yes and no.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Northern Minnesota resort.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay, hey, so
it's a resort.
I mean, it's fancy, but yeah.
It's like I remember the first time when I stayed at Hills Resort.
Okay.
On beautiful Priest Lake.
Yeah.
And I've always thought Priest Lake is just prestige, right? It's beautiful. Everything up there.
It looks
is,
like a postcard, yeah.
It does. And I've always just thought, well, if you're at Priest Lake, it's really high end.
Mm-hmm.
And Hills Resort is great. Inside, I love the resort. Yes, it's all fine. But then when I stayed in one of the rooms, I was like, oh, these are just little, old, little cabin-type things,
sure,
right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, there's nothing. And I thought, oh, yeah, this is just to be here at the lake. So is it kind of that resort?
Yeah, I've never seen the rooms. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's true. You don't have any idea.
I don't.
This
not
is
like
weird
stayed there.
Doing a wedding that far from home. Because I feel like you don't.
It is different, yeah.
It's hard to check everything out.
I mean, we know what it looks like because we went back in June, and you know, but we didn't go, hey, could you show us what the rooms look like? I mean, we know the room, like as in the room where the reception is and all that, but you know, I don't know what the rooms are like.
Is the reception?
I'm imagining a bed and a television with maybe a mini fridge.
And very expensive M&Ms.
Correct,
well,
Steve.
Well, that's true. If it has that. Jay, these are questions that I always ask. Is the ceremony in a different spot than the reception? Like, is one outside, one's inside?
Yeah, they're close together, but yeah, they're different.
Okay. We're going to need two setups for that.
We are, yes.
Yeah. So then you have your reception outside. Is it overlooking a lake or anything?
Yes. I mean, it's Minnesota. Everything overlooks a lake.
Good point.
Over 10,000 of them, bro.
10,000 lakes.
You heard about it.
I would imagine. I'm surprised there's not two of them in the background.
There might be.
Okay, sure, you got that. And then inside, so is the dancing
Is this the
inside?
News?
Yeah, it is. Is it inside? Or do you have to brave?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
All right, Steve, we got to go. What?
Credit card declined. Kevin?
Kevin James.
Is that for real?
No.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
See if we can fix this thing. Go for it.
Hi, good morning, guys. I started a new job a few weeks ago. There is a closet at my office where the supplies are kept. It seems like everyone uses it, but apparently it gets super messy all the time, and I noticed that one of my coworkers cleans it and seems to be in charge. The other day, when I was rushing to get to a meeting, I spilled coffee all over the break room floor. I went to this person to ask if she could help clean it up because I thought cleaning was part of her job. She yelled at me saying, I'm not your mom. Clean up your own messes.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to apologize and make it up to her. I also tried to clean the supply closet, but she got angry about that because she supposedly has a system that I ruined.
Right.
Seems like I can't do anything right here at this new job. How can I make this person not hate me? That is from Kim.
509-441-0999. I mean, you could quit.
You know, I was thinking the same thing, Jay.
Yeah, just be like, I'd
take care of it.
Yeah,
I'd
probably take care of it. Or you could realize you can't control other people's moods and just let it go. I mean, there's a bunch of people on the text line saying, she'll be fine. Time heals all wounds. There is a shut of your yappa over here.
Shut of your yappa.
I mean.
Okay, what about the whole, most of the people on Facebook are like, wow, you asked someone else to clean up your mess?
That part is not recoverable, you know, because it's usually when that happens, if someone just comes to you and says, hey, I just made a gigantic mess. Can you help me clean it up? That's usually a character flaw on the person asking, and I'm not 100% sure that that's going to just be fixable in a short period of time.
It could have been just the way you stated it. You stated it wrong. You're in a rush. You're trying to get to a meeting, whatever.
Yeah, I can't believe you actually asked, so good luck with that part.
The thing is, you need to ask, hey, I don't know for sure. Do I get the cleaning supplies out of there?
Like, that's how you do it.
And I'm sure that's what she was thinking in her head, like, oh, this lady seems to be in charge of all the cleaning stuff around here.
Yeah.
Although she does straight up say, I thought cleaning was part of her job.
I know, but you don't just assume that part. That was a huge assumption.
That is a bad assumption. So that's where she was wrong.
Let's just say we all agree that that was not the appropriate thing to do. You don't ask somebody to clean it up. But now you're trying to recover from there. I mean, you just got to be a nice person, and I don't know, maybe you bring something, offer some sort of, hey, I brought you a coffee, or what's your favorite coffee, or what's, you know, I mean, you know what I mean? And then you just try to be nice, and maybe hopefully they forget. And at some point you go, man, we got off on the wrong foot when I asked you to help clean up my mess. What an idiot I am.
Yeah, I was in a rush. I didn't mean it that way. And I'm so sorry. Like,
I somehow got the impression that you were also in charge of cleaning.
Well, here's a question, though. I mean, Kevin, if Jay asked you to clean up his mess... Oh, wait a minute. That wouldn't happen. Never mind. Move on.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll give you some advice from a guy that makes a mess a time or two here at
what?
The station.
Never heard of it.
What you do, you don't ask somebody to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say, hey, Jay, would you mind cleaning this up for me? It feels like you like to clean. And he does like to clean, and I know he likes to clean.
I don't like to clean. So, I like clean.
You like to clean.
I like clean. I don't like to clean. I like the result of cleaning.
Uh-huh.
There's a huge difference.
Pretty much the same.
Fight.
Right, Steve?
I don't know. Yeah, sure.
Steve?
Say samesies.
Nope, don't say that, Steve.
Oh, boy.
So what you do is you don't ask. You just leave the mess long enough
that
somebody will clean it up.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Or then I'll go, well... Where's the vacuum? I don't know where the vacuum is.
Hmm.
And that's actually honest. I don't know where it is.
You walk by it multiple times every day.
I do? I honestly don't know where the vacuum is.
That is just...
Oh, so he's a liar.
I don't think he is.
I'm not lying. I mean, I know it used to be...
You can do it.
Did it used to be...
Say it.
By the sky deck?
Yeah!
Is that where it still is?
Yeah! Well done.
Okay, I didn't know if that one room over there is the cleaning room.
I didn't
know
how to plug it in, and I wasn't sure how to operate it. So I just left all the crumbs of crackers and peanuts on the floor.
Oh.
I thought that was appropriate. So
you know
what? I just left that. And then I left bottle caps.
I'll say it.
I left some plastic on the ground. There was a fork down there, but I thought that's where we kept them.
Vacuuming sucks.
Hey, but now you're going to do it, right? Because you know where the vacuum cleaner is.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, Steve, you know what? I am going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm.
But I already know how it's going to go. I'll do it, and then Jay will come in and go, dude, missed a spot. And then
Stop
he's going to do it anyways because he likes
not.
To clean.
I don't like to clean. Yeah. There's a difference.
Two things can be true at once.
I'm putting on the poll.
I like clean, but I don't like to clean.
Is there a difference
between
Jay and Kevin?
Yes. That is 100% on the poll. It is funny because you like clean, but you...
I like things to be clean.
I like clean, too. But I don't.
Well, see,
like
so there
clean.
Is a difference. So you're saying.
See, so I don't like to clean, so I don't do it.
I've noticed.
But
30 years.
I do like clean.
Do you?
I came home yesterday. My house was spotless.
Because your son cleaned it.
Yeah, right.
Shut up, you yappa.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I have 20-something sons, 20 not 20 of them, but 20-year-old something sons, and you know, it's like every time we have to go to a wedding, they're like, "Could we just like go like late?"
Kevin James.
Well, you know, they invited us to the ceremony out of respect for the bride and groom. Maybe we should do that. Maybe you could, you know, suck it up for 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, and bring your girlfriend because she'll be holding your hand extra tight during the ceremony and like laying her head on your shoulder.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Congratulations to Sandy who qualified and so did Lindsay on the text line. And thanks to all those who texted in. Appreciate that. A couple more chances to qualify for the Cabela's $5,000 shopping spree. Also today we'll qualify folks for the flyaway for the Coastal Country Jam. That's a fun one too. You get to go to Long Beach, California, to see two nights of shows, including Jason Aldean, Thomas Rhett, Old Dominion, John Party, a whole bunch more. So that's kind of a fun trip, too. We'll qualify for that probably in the next 30 minutes, I would say.
So, okay, thank you.
No, Kevin, you know what? Thank you. Entertainment News is brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. The sad news was Lauren Elena's dad passed away.
Yeah,
over
saw
the that. Was it yesterday, maybe, or the day before? I think it was last. It would have been Tuesday night. She's
been real unexpected, right?
Yeah. Canceled three shows for the weekend. Obviously, just wants to go, you know, be with her family. And obviously, that's understandable. So, sad story there.
Did you hear any of the Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yeah, I heard the audio of it. It was a lot of beeps.
Yeah, this is a messy deal where Billy Ray and Fire Rose, who seemed like a match made in heaven, but apparently it wasn't. And Billy Ray just, yeah, this audio was just him basically going off on her.
Yeah.
And all the things. Bottom line, when he was asked about it later, you know, when they said, hey, we heard this audio.
Right.
He's like, I'm just beyond fed up.
Right. Seemed like he didn't appreciate her being selfish or something. I don't know. It was hard to even understand it.
Yeah. And then, you know, there was a thing where he had to get the emergency court documents to freeze all of his credit cards.
Right.
Because she was apparently using those.
Correct.
It just sounds like an absolute mess.
Yeah. It sounds terrible.
No good. Hopefully they could move on from it and, you know, Billy Ray can become the eligible bachelor that he is. Maybe. Also, speaking of love troubles, what is going on with Jelly and Bunny? Jelly Roll and Bunny have become a beloved couple, I feel like, in, you know,
Jelly and Bunny,
the country music world.
Did something happen? I mean, is there a story that's out that I missed after yesterday or what?
I mean, I just saw it on her Instagram yesterday, her crying and that, you know, you maybe have heard that Jay and I are separated right now, and I kept watching it. I watched like 2.5 minutes of it waiting for the joke or whatever, but there was not a joke.
Oh, no.
She was just very upset and just saying, yeah, that they were separated.
Oh, man.
I mean, I looked on his page. I didn't see anything from her. I mean, from him, sorry,
right?
About it. So I don't know what's
okay,
going on.
Yeah, I didn't see anything about it. I haven't seen a story on it. I looked this morning after you kind of hinted to us yesterday about that. Yesterday night, I guess last night it was.
Oh, it's not even on her page now.
See, I'm.
Well, I tell you, this is the first thing I think with those two. They are a different love, like right, like they're just like crazy love. Crazy, stupid love. I think that would describe them. To where, as soon as, even when I saw it, I thought, there's no, I mean, yeah, you guys are separated, but somehow they'll get back together. It just seems like that kind of couple, right? That's going to have the ups and downs and highs and lows, but yet somehow we'll be like, dude, I still love you. I'm still going to be with you. I could be totally wrong about it, but yeah, it's interesting. I do not see it on her page now.
So maybe that was just a spur of the moment, overly emotional post, and then now thought better of it, or what?
She was definitely distraught.
Okay.
Where she was like, I haven't eaten, I haven't showered, am just so sad. And she's like, you know, I have my side of what happened, and he has his side of what happened, and they're not the same, you know? And she just, so it could have been Jelly was just like, take that down.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll just watch and
see what happens, Jack, because there is nothing else about it anywhere.
Did you see the blue check mark? Was it AI, maybe, on a parody page?
That's a fair question. Maybe it was a fake thing, Kev. Do you know for sure? I mean, you're sure it was her page, 100%?
It was 100% her.
Okay. All right.
It was 100% real looking. I mean,
weird, though.
Yeah, that is weird that it came back down. Careful what you post.
That's weird. I don't know anybody who's ever posted something on social media and then taken it down.
No, I've never heard of that before. That is breaking news. What do you got for us, Steve?
CMT Giants, Alabama. It's a salute celebrating Alabama.
Hence the name, yep.
Yeah, it's going to be premiering on Thursday, August 15th on CMT.
Giants is a series? I don't know that one.
I don't know if it's a series or what the deal is exactly, but this is like a two-hour special that apparently they filmed.
Oh, wow.
In front of a live audience at Belmont University.
Well, that'd be a good one.
Because it's just all, there's a ton of stars singing Alabama songs.
Right,
I mean,
right.
It's pretty cool.
I like that.
If you like Alabama, you're going to want to check it out.
Absolutely, yeah.
Blake Shelton, Brad Paisley, Jason Aldean, Little Big Town, Old Dominion, Sam Hunt.
Yeah, I like those. So. I like those shows. When is it on again?
August 15th. They just announced that. I think it was yesterday.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
We'll check that out. Also, I did have a question for you guys. You know our buddy Sam who works here in the building.
Yes, sir.
Heard of him. Yeah.
We've known Sam for a long time. In fact, we used to work with his dad. That's how long we've known Sam. Today I walked out of the control room for a moment, and there was Sam dressed up wearing a button-up shirt and a tie.
Oh, yeah. I did see him walk by.
And now it looks very nice, Steve.
I bet he sounds like
it. Very nice.
He looks very nice. And in my head, I started to ask, because it feels like, you know, Sam usually shows up like he woke up out, just got out of a dumpster. Man. And
yeah, there's guys who don't dress up for work, and then there's Sam.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and we love Sam, but I thought, and I go, whoa, man, you look really nice. And then in my head, I went, oh, no. Because you don't know why.
Right.
And so then the only thing I could think to say was, I made a mess in here. Could you help me clean it up? Like the listener letter.
Stop it.
No, I just said, well, I mean, because you don't know what the reason is.
I think saying you look nice is completely fine.
I don't know, but adding the very and the way.
Even if it was for a bad reason, because I said, I hope it's for something good. Because you don't know if it's a funeral or
right,
what,
you don't. But I think, Jay, if you just say, oh, you look really nice today. Or I like the suit. You look nice. Mm-hmm. Like it. Then it leaves it up to him to say, yeah, I have to go to my grandma's funeral today.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, I'm sorry. It just opens up the conversation. Or it's like, oh, yeah, I have a job interview. Or,
right.
Yeah, everything else was dirty. Like, whatever it is.
I think that's
the safest way to say it, Jay, because.
Okay.
Because when people say, what's the occasion?
I try to never say that.
Yeah. So what was the occasion?
I'd never to say it. All I said was.
He didn't offer it up.
He didn't. All I said was, I hope it's for something good because sometimes you never know. Because he goes, yeah, it is. I go, well, you never know. And he's like, yeah, I could be going to court. And then I thought, actually, that's probably the most likely.
That's probably.
Yeah. That's probably it.
Interesting you said that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
How many concerts have you been front row for, Steve? Do you know any?
Do I know any concerts?
Do you know any that you were front row for?
Oh, zero.
Zero?
Maybe a fifth grade concert of some kind.
Kevin James.
He got to sit in the front row.
The Christmas.
To watch his brother perform at the fifth grade concert.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget you can download the podcast, catch up on the show. It's super simple to do. It's easy. It's free. Like, rate, review, all that stuff that you can do with podcasts. And we appreciate that. Also, you can download the app. The Coyote Country app is free. It's a nice way to listen and take us with you. So you could listen to the app in your AirPods while doing yard work. Thank you, honey.
Is that what she's doing?
Yesterday, a lot of it. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
I thought she was supposed to be doing the wedding stuff.
Yeah, she's doing it all. I think that was maybe a stress relief.
Oh, she's doing everything.
Yep. That's how she does it.
What are you doing?
Not a doggone thing.
He was looking for shoes.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't even think about it till yesterday when I went to the dump yesterday. And I thought, man, that's a job that the heat must have been fun in. Oof. You know, there's a lot of jobs that aren't great in the heat. That, I think, was one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. When it's 105, does it smell better or worse at the dump or the same?
Worse. It has to be.
I feel like it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know my garage smells worse when it's hot.
Right. And then on top of it, you know, you're it's basically where you're all covered up, long sleeves.
Yeah.
Pants, standing on concrete, standing out in this. Ugh. Anyway. All right, let's take a look at our emails. I'll start with this one from Larissa. Do you guys have a favorite shirt? My husband wears the same T-shirt a lot. It's not that I don't like it, but he says it's his favorite. And I thought, well, that's weird. I have lots of shirts I like, but I don't have just one favorite.
I would say I could have a favorite style. I've thought about this. Like, mm-hmm. I have a couple shirts that I really like, and I'm to that point in my life where I'm like, I should just buy like six of these and then just have that be my shirt.
Yep, yep.
Maybe I think they're a different color, whatever, but
I think people do that, Kev. I think people do that quite a bit. We'll say, oh, I find this, like, you know, these are my favorite cargo shorts, so I'll get black ones, brown ones.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean, Steve?
Yeah.
Jay, they fit really nice, so that's why I got them in different colors. Don't come at me.
Nothing wrong with it.
We've got email.
Happens all the time.
We've got email, got email, got email. We've got email.
And they show off my chicken legs really nicely.
Yeah, no, they're good. I don't, but the answer to the question, I don't know that I have like one favorite shirt. I do have some shirts that I would consider favorites because I wear them and they're comfortable and well, the rest of that, but I don't know if it's just one.
Yeah, I feel like all of us have like a rotation though. So maybe it's like shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not just not one, but
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Jay, I have a kind of a personal message to you. I have a very nice message to all of us and then just a question from Kimberly.
Oh, well, all three?
Yeah, how do we want to get into this? Yeah, you're right. Start with the personal one to you.
Okay.
Is that what you were leaning towards?
I mean, sure. Let's jump right in.
Yeah. I mean, it's station related, but they certainly address you.
Okay.
It says, Jay, if you see this, I sent an email having to do with the old mascot suit 99.9 used to bring out to events and
such. I've seen that email.
Considering how unusual of a question that was, I was worried it had likely been overlooked. I just want to make it clear that I have no ulterior motives in my desire to rehome the coyote mascot.
I understand it,
I just want to prevent him from being thrown away, though I hope he hasn't already been thrown away.
No,
it's a good question. We don't see our coyote mascot out very much anymore.
I don't know 100% that it's been thrown away. And, you know, sorry I did not reply to your email. It's on the list of things to do. I have to go find it first. I know that
you don't
know
the status of the coyote.
Correct. Yes. And I apologize that email has been low on my priority list, but that I have not found it. I haven't requested anybody else look for it yet. But I do know one thing. They won't get rid of it. They won't throw it out.
We won't throw it out, even though we may not use it anymore.
Right.
I heard that it got a stink in it. Stank inside that thing that we were like, yeah, we're not going to make people wear that anymore.
Well, they dry clean it before they send it out for events usually. So, yeah, I don't know that, but I know they won't get rid of it.
Inside of the head?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, you can just, I mean, it might still smell.
That's
got
to be weird when you go to the dry cleaning store. There's a big old coyote hanging there.
Well, like in the studio now.
So you don't know if we're getting rid of it.
No, we're not. I know we're not getting rid of it. We may not use it very often, which we don't. But I don't. But we won't get rid of it.
So unfortunately, this person who wants to rehome the coyote mascot.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Oh, they want to steal it.
Well, they were just hoping that if we no longer needed it, they wanted it.
Oh. Okay.
You also can't have any of our Charlies. Sorry, we have multiple Charlie mascots, and you can't have any of those. I apologize.
That is correct. Yeah, those are just little stuffies that we need to keep.
Right.
Quick question from Kimberly. How do you become a spam ambassador? I have a trip coming up.
Ooh.
It's a pretty big one.
What's the timetable?
She doesn't say. She just sent that message last night at 5:00.
Okay.
That she's going. I mean, I can get more into her personal life
now. No, it's okay.
No, please do.
No. don't encourage that.
I'm going to let you handle this. You are in charge of the spam ambassador stuff.
Yes.
How does she become?
Well, you were the one that purchased the spam. Oh, by the way, I owe both of you guys money. You're in charge of the spam. You put the stuff on the spam. You did all the spam stuff. And we have two going out.
Yes.
Now the question is, do we want a third or do we want to stick with the two? And if it happens to overlap with somebody else's vacation or trip, then that's out of luck? Or how do we want to do that?
It's a good question. So...
I mean, at some point, do we just say, gosh darn it, sorry, somebody else already has the spam can for August 20th, the week of whatever.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we've got...
Well, no, once it's out in the universe, it's out in the universe.
Yeah, we've got two accounted for. We have another one. Let's just give it to
We do have a third?
Yeah, yeah, let's, I got a third.
Let's
yeah.
give it to Kimberly.
Well,
and
then
let's,
that's an easy one.
Just move on, and the spam is then out in the world, and we just start to follow its...
Yeah.
Okay.
Spam footprint.
So, Steve, I'll
are you labeling these spam 1, 2, 3 so we know which one's which?
I was thinking about that yesterday. I did not label the first one, but I still have two, so I could.
I think we should put a number on them or something.
Yeah.
Got to figure out a way. I mean, you name your children, they go out in the world, you know, want to know where they are.
It's true.
You want to know who they are.
That's very true. You want to make sure which one's which.
When they text you, it's like, new phone, who dis? Oh, it's your son.
Where do I
You guys want a really nice message?
I'll tell you.
I mean, really nice.
Sure.
Okay. I'll do it later.
Okay, this is a serious, very nice message from Molly. And it says, hello, my name is Molly. That's how I knew. I want to take a moment of your time and extend my deepest gratitude to you all for bringing me through chemo. I'm not quite out of the woods just yet, but I will be. Your humor and kindness made me fight through. I wish to meet you someday, not only to say thanks for literally help saving me, but... to give you all a big boob-free hug and perhaps share some of the best, strangest, gross, hardest, and hilarious moments of my battle. Perhaps a small 15-minute hilarious spin on breast cancer awareness maybe in the future? I like her attitude already.
Yes.
I mean, I'm also thinking of a scratch-and-sniff book or perhaps a what to expect when expecting of sorts.
Right.
Talking about her battle.
Right.
She seems like a good time. She just said, I do really want to stop by sometime, say hi to you guys, and thank you so much for bringing joy to my worst moments and keeping a good positive attitude. I love you all. That is a really nice message.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Really nice message.
And thanks for sharing your story, too. You don't have to, you know, people don't always have to do that part. Obviously, that seems therapeutic for her.
Yes.
Which is great. Thank you for the kind words. That's nice. We do this because it's fun and it doesn't feel like a real job because it's not. But when that stuff happens, when somebody goes, you know, it helped. If it helps at all.
Well, it's the ultimate reason why we do what we do is to hopefully.
Well, that and to buy air conditioning.
Well, yeah, no, the only reason I work is for that.
Okay.
But the, you know, being able to bring people joy. Is what it's about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that message. What was her name? Kim?
Molly.
Molly. Okay. Yeah. Kim was the other one. And what was
She, you know what? I'd be all about this. We got to meet her and maybe do something where she's, you know, she wants to do a spin on breast cancer awareness. And maybe, you know what?
I'm definitely open to that.
Yeah, for sure.
And and we could take turns wearing the coyote costume.
I know a couple people who volunteered for that.
I bet. Thank you, Molly, for the kind note. We appreciate it. You can always get to us on email on the air at jnkevin.com. The Big 99.